अजय, यू वर थिंकिंग मीरा.
मीरा,
यू आर टू रैशनल. अजय, व्हाई डू यू हैव टू बी सो इमोशनल ऑल द टाइम.
मीरा,
हाउ कैन यू बी सो कोल्ड. अजय,
अजय,
व्हाई डू यू हैव टू स्टार्ट क्राइंग नाउ.
मीरा,
हाउ कैन यू नॉट केयर. Sometimes you're like a robot.
Does this conversation sound familiar to you? Ajay and Meera could be partners, colleagues, friends, or siblings. These are statements I often come across in my sessions, be it individual or couple.
Women have forever borne the brunt of being labeled too emotional, too hormonal, too sensitive, unstable, and too dramatic. So much so that for the longest time in the field of research, women were excluded from studies because they were considered emotionally unstable and hence detrimental for research. Women still continue to bear the burn of it in professional settings in the form of glass ceiling effect, where higher positions may be prevented from their reach due to their emotional instability. It doesn't end there. It happens with them equally in personal relationships as well, where often their emotions and thoughts are invalidated by others by calling them over-emotional, overthinkers, drama queens. All of this leaves a woman naturally self-doubting and second-guessing herself. Imagine how terrible it must feel to not be able to trust yourself. Is this true though? Are women actually over-emotional, overthinkers, and oversensitive? Now, this on the contrary naturally leads to men bearing the label of being called too rational, cold, and sometimes robotic. Is that infamy true as well? In today's Women's Day special episode, we take a quick look at the age-old conundrum. Who is more emotional, men or women? And you are in for a surprise. And trust me, this episode is going to be liberating for all genders. I am Akhila Rangan, a professional psychotherapist, and this is our podcast, where I become your chariot in your journey towards being whole. So, who is more emotional, men or women? Research shows that men and women are quite equal when it comes to emotional experience. What? How? I hear all these voices coming from the listeners. Let's divide emotional experience into three buckets to understand this better. First bucket, emotional perception. It means how well is one able to gauge emotions and trust one's emotional intelligence. Do you remember that one passive-aggressive episode where you did not want to tell your partner what you were upset about and wanted them to just understand it from your face? Remember that? Now, my dear men, do you remember your female partners having come very very close to understanding your emotions and thoughts and pressing you into talking about it. Remember? Now, my dear women, do you remember your male partners coming to you, asking you once or twice if everything was all right? And you said, yes, everything's fine. Obviously in a not so fine way. And they said, okay, cool, and went away. Remember that? Now, does this mean that the men actually didn't understand anything was wrong? Most likely, they must have. Very accurately, in fact. However, they must have doubted their own judgment and would have thought that not saying it was better than saying it and making things worse. Studies have shown that men and women are quite accurate and equal in understanding emotions. However, men tend to not trust their emotional intelligence, while women are more confident about it. So women, shed that outer layer of your self-doubt and say it with me. It's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Bucket 2, emotional experience. It means the intensity of feeling emotions. Studies have shown that men and women are quite similar in feeling most emotions. And here's the twist. In events of breakups, men have been found to feel a greater degree of sadness and distress than women. Surprised? So, my dear women, shed that second layer of self-doubt and say it with me. It's in the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. That being said, I can already hear many women jumping with exasperation and saying, if they feel it, then why do they not show it? Exactly. This leads us to our third and final bucket, emotional expression. So ladies, do you remember the last time when that thing happened at work? And remember how you quickly picked up your phone, called your best friend and said, guess what? And vented out all your fury and sadness. And remember that other time you had that conflict with your partner? And remember how you sat down and cried out your sadness in the living room, not caring about who was watching you? Now, my dear men, how many times can you recall when you felt comfortable in expressing your vulnerable emotions to someone, perhaps crying to someone? Okay, we do count that time when you became teary when your team lost that match. And yes, also that other time when Iron Man died. Right, I understand. Men don't cry. We'll come to that. So, yes, while men and women are quite similar in perceiving and experiencing emotions, the difference is in expressing them. A number of factors lead to emotional expression. Two dominant factors, A, biopsychosocial factors, which means there could be biological differences, such as men's greater reactivity and energy levels, and women's greater skills in language, which may influence one's emotional expression. Psychological factors such as personality traits, which one develops over time. Social factors, that is the social norms and the context that we grew up in, as well as the present environmental context. So, naturally, everyone would feel more comfortable expressing vulnerable emotions in front of an intimate partner or a safe person than an unsafe or in an invalidating environment. So, biopsychosocial factors explains why we can't generalize all women to be expressive either, because everyone's biopsychosocial factors differs. Likewise, all men need not be non-expressive either. Now comes the second and crucial point, gender role stereotypes. As a result, many women may embrace their feminine gender roles, leading to them suppressing anger and internalizing emotions such as sadness, anxiety, empathy, which to an unhealthy extent makes them more prone to developing anxiety and depression. And for men, they may try and fit into their masculine gender roles of expressing unmodulated anger and suppressing sadness and anxiety. And this may be at the higher risk of developing behavioral problems and substance abuse. So, now Ajay, remember Ajay from the beginning? He can understand how Meera isn't being dramatic, but being comfortable with expressing negative emotions such as sadness. And now Meera can empathize that Ajay's lack of emotional expression isn't his coldness, but rather maybe coming from deeper rooted gender role stereotypes and biopsychosocial factors. So my dear sisters, shed that last layer of second guessing and say it with me. It's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the right of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. And that being said, this Women's Day, my gift of liberation from emotional stigma and dogma is not just to my lovely sisters out there, but also for all the men out there without whose love, support, and sacrifice many women couldn't be where they are today. Let's create safe spaces for everyone, all genders, to express their emotions comfortably without making them feel judged. Because emotions are a gift of being human, of being whole. Tell me how this episode was for you. Your feedback is very important to me. Also, if emotional expression is something that you struggle with, you may reach out to me. Write to me on journeytowardsbeinghole@gmail.com. That is journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, towards towards, being, being, whole, whole, journey towards being whole, all in small letters, at gmail.com. Winding up today's session celebrating International Women's Day with Maya Angelou's beautiful lines. It's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need of my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. This is Bye from Akhila, your chariot in your journey towards being whole. See you next week.